This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Yesterday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds addressed leaders at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, reflecting on Iowa's role in renewable fuels and where the industry goes next. We'll have those remarks after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Here's an excerpt from the remarks Governor Kim Reynolds made at yesterday's Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit.
The results of broader availability and infrastructure investment and continuing to push. Last October, ethanol accounted for 11% of the nation's gasoline supply, the highest ever recorded. In November, E15 accounted for roughly 30% of total gasoline sales in Iowa, with E15 sales increasing. These numbers change rapidly, but I think it's 45% year over year. And over the course of 2025, this industry once more broke production and export sales records, thanks in large part to the growing demand from countries like Canada, UK, and India, and that list of countries continue to grow. As we look ahead, the opportunity before us, as you know, is enormous, year-round E15 nationwide. And I was encouraged to hear the president's commitment to getting that done in Clive last week at the rally. But as you know, we have to continue to just keep pushing until we get that through Congress and across the finish line. Sustainable aviation flue, carbon capture, and new bioproducts all represent the next chapter of growth. And once again, Iowa is positioned to lead. At the state level, we remain committed to policies that support renewable fuels. And at the federal level, we'll continue to be a strong voice for fair and workable federal policies that recognize the real environmental and economic benefits of biofuels, including pushing the EPA, which we've been doing for years, for more timely release of the final rules and setting the 26 and 27 RVOs. I think we're getting closer, but we just have to get better about getting them out sooner. We're grateful that this week to get some guidance from Treasurer on 45Z, not final, but we've got some clarity finally. And as we pursue all of these opportunities to continue to push forward, we'll continue to do so responsibly, balancing innovation with stewardship, growth with sustainability, and economic development with respect for our land and water. So again, I want to just give a heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you in this room for your leadership, for your perseverance, and really for your belief in what Iowa can do. You've never wavered. So this, which is like going to be a kind of a hard year for me, but so this will be my final time to have the opportunity to speak at this summit as your governor. And I want you to know that it has been an honor of my life to serve as your governor. I love this state. I'm so proud of Iowans. They are by far our greatest asset, and I get to see it every single day up close and personal. I have been extremely proud to stand alongside each and every one of you in our fight for the renewable fuels industry. And I think together we have proved and we continue to prove then Iowa doesn't just grow crops. We actually grow solutions.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.